It's 22 before the hour, and it's 100.1 FM, WRHI, AM 1340. It is a rainy Monday. It's Chuck Boozer, Freddie Hammer, Stephen Stone's over in the local newsroom, and there's a reason we're playing a little baseball music.
That's right.
Baseball has been very good to me.
We'll find out why from Dr. Ed Duffy. He's joining us in the studios this morning.
All right, next. All right, 21 minutes before the hour from 100.1 FM, WRHI, and Dr. Duffy is here.
Good morning, Edward Duffy, PhD.
Good morning.
It's
good
really
to be here.
Great to see you.
Yeah, it's great.
You spent a lot of years at York Tech. A lot of people probably know you.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I've been around. When you're raising money, people remember you.
That's right.
Whether you want them to or not, pretty much.
That's true.
Yes.
I had great help.
Oh, wonderful. And I'm thinking you have great help with your Kiwanis Mayor's Breakfast coming up here. It's really exciting.
Wonderful, wonderful club that's been around for almost 100 years.
For those who don't know the Kiwanis, their mission is?
Helping children.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the child.
Okay.
One of the most terrific kids that recognizes one of our most visible things is recognizing the efforts that children make in the schools. So you can see, you go outside, and when you're at a stop sign, look for that terrific kid on the bumper sign.
I've seen those.
And that's one of the things we cover. All the schools, the private schools in York County, is all covered by the club. That's just one thing.
I've seen that bumper sticker before, and I told my mother, I said, didn't you have a bumper sticker that said, my kid has his own seat in the principal's office at such and such? And I think that's the one I had. I had that in every school I went. They said, it's right.
You're the one that gets these stickers?
You have the kid, don't you, Ms. Boozer? Yeah. Totally different.
Well, it is different. And that's just one thing. That's just very visible.
Your visible stuff.
And the prayer breakfast is another very visible thing. It's been around for more than 25 years, a real coming together of the community, a lot of the plants and the city and the police and the teachers all come together at Westminster Church for the prayer breakfast.
It's pretty exciting. You have a great speaker this year. In fact, that's why we're playing the baseball song.
We have Bobby Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
As your keynote guy.
He is. He is. Going back to the 1960s, and I grew up in Brooklyn, was walking distance to Ebbets Field.
Okay.
So remember back those years when Bobby played baseball.
For the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
He played, he started the Yankees at the age of 19, I'm reading here too, of course. Over the 12 years there, he played more than 1,400 games while the Yankees were winning American League pennants in 9 of the first 10 years. He retired at the age of 31. He became a baseball coach, University of South Carolina, 75. His team compiled a 51-6, losing to Texas in the final game of the College World Series.
Wow.
So he must, stories he must have.
Oh, it is. It is. And it carries on today in all the different. He's very present in the Carolinas.
Uh-huh.
As a speaker, because he's been recognized by the Toastmasters and others. And so and lives in Sumter. His son, Ron, is the senior pastor at Catawba Baptist Church here.
Oh, nice.
So we're lucky to have him.
Excellent. Well, this is going on tomorrow morning.
It is.
And unfortunately, no spots for us. It's you guys have so many people that want to come. There's no chairs left tomorrow.
That it's a good thing.
Yes.
But
it's what you want. It's a bad.
But
it's
it
a good
is.
Problem.
We've had just a wonderful response.
Wonderful.
We'll have the members and their guests as well as the teachers, the principals from the school district. Winthrop Foundation, Williams and I mean, it's a long, long list of folk that.
Absolutely. You talk about a prayer breakfast in our community where spirituality and Christianity are really, really wonderful aspect of this community that helps it. I think that is that sort of the spirit of what you're trying to do, really lift our kids.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the history of Come See Me, it is a coming together of the community each year in the spring,
mm-hmm.
Celebrating life. And one of the neatest things about Rock Hill is that, and this area, is how we all work together.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's and if you look at Come See Me with what Kathy Wilson has put together, along with her team and the wonderful team that has put together Come See Me. This is one time where the different folks take a minute, listen to some readings of Scripture, like Gary Simrell and Ann Williamson, and then we have two of the other, the head minister at
Dr. Jeff Bryan.
Yeah, from Oakland Prez, and the head minister from Westminster.
Oh, good. Okay. Wonderful. And then the mayor will have a moment, too.
Yes.
Because obviously it's his breakfast, isn't it?
And then,
he's the host.
And then the mayor, yes. And he always does a wonderful, wonderful job.
Absolutely. Well, I guess, what are some other things that happen with Aquinas? This mayor's breakfast happens, and then are there other events that we look forward to?
Well, the club is very active involving serving the child, one child at a time. One of the neat things working with the school district and the schools in York County is the thing that's very visible is Terrific Kids. And the Terrific Kids effort really is recognizing efforts by children in each of their classes. So each month, one child from each class is recognized for their effort and their outstanding effort. And that's been going on for a long time.
And therefore, you tend to see the good side of a lot of things. I think a lot of times we're only going to see the train wrecks on the news and stuff with some of the youth doing this and that or whatever and stuff. But you see the flip side of this thing. And I know when you see somebody that steps forward and you recognize a kid each month, is that what it is and stuff?
Yeah.
It gives you hope. There's hope for mankind. This is our future that's coming up. I mean, this is very refreshing.
Oh, it is. It is. I think the neat thing is to see parents and grandparents there for this award. And then they proudly, have either in, we've changed from, it used to stick to the bumper, now it's a magnet, so you can put it on and off.
Technology.
No,
it's
it is.
It's
it
college.
Is.
Amazing.
And then they have a bag of goodies from different sponsors in town. But, helping out with the Worthy Boys Camp, involved with helping with, we just recognized Guardian Ad Litem. Volunteers for their efforts, etc.
Nice.
So it's a real, it is. It's very positive. There's good things going on.
Really, growth all over the place.
Yeah, and we live in such a wonderful community. So part of the prayer breakfast is being thankful for all that we have, the vitality of both in good times and bad. This is a wonderful community, a wonderful county, a wonderful area.
And that's refreshing.
Exactly. Talking about the children and education and all the different things that they can be really be exposed to in schools, the STEM program, really something that you are a big part of.
Yeah, that was good. Mr. John Barnes asked me 2.5 years ago to work to establish the STEM Development Foundation. I'm the executive director. Mm-hmm. And that effort really is encouraging students to understand all the neat things that are going on here, the careers that are available in companies that are local. I just heard you do the traffic. All one has to do is get on that interstate it used to be 6:30, now it's 6:15, and it's just packed. Well, of the 40,000 people going there, we'd like to have them stay here. So the whole jobs effort by Rock Hill and economic development all fits together.
That's,
I think,
really
people would be surprised at how many international companies we have this side of the river.
Oh, it is. It is. And how many more are coming and how they feed each other. The event we have, this teen CEO event, the career exploration opportunity for eighth graders, a lot of the companies will come together and get to know each other. And then they feed off of each other. At the same time, you talk about enthusiasm, you get 2,100 eighth graders over at Winthrop in a room learning about companies. There's a lot of enthusiasm.
I bet there is.
Yeah, start them in that young age when they can start, they know their path or their track, or at least can choose and go from there.
It is. It is. It's how to put that spark in the back of their head, mm-hmm. how to look beyond gaming and watching TV, et cetera, is exploring what's there. And it really is a partnership with the schools, because the a lot of effort dealing with the interaction of students with problem-solving, critical thinking, et cetera, is a major part.
The website for that, stemdevelopmentfoundation.org.
Correct.
Lots of great pictures on there, and you can find out all about the
development. And Kiwanis of Rock Hill also has a web page.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that one. Tell us what that website is, Kiwanis.org.
Yeah. If they just Google Kiwanis Club of Rock Hill.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, thank you for all of your efforts for the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. This definitely gives the community a little extra boost. It's always
nice. Great. Well, we appreciate what you do every morning.
Yay.
On WRHI.
Is it every morning?
It is.
You need to come back here tomorrow morning. You're doing great. Come on.
Except Saturday, right?
Oh, no,
that's
we won't do Saturday. We'll let you do Saturday. But terrific to meet you this morning, Doctor.
Nice to meet you, too.
You
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
We're about 11 away from the hour.